You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies starring Rosamund Pike, Dan Stevens, and Christian Wiig. Our first movie angers you with how these swindlers can con old folks with their money, heirlooms, and home. It's called I Care A Lot, and it stars Rosamund Pike in her most sinister performance since Gone Girl as a con artist who decides to take advantage of some fresh new meat played by Diane Wiest, unaware that by doing so, she triggers a mobster played by Peter Dinklage. She refuses to lose the battle. I Care A Lot creates a more conniving hustler than the Frank Grillo character in Body Brokers, and Rosamund Pike is 100% convincing as that character of her smile, ambitions, and greed. From start to finish, you're infuriated with how this particular system is broken, and simultaneously, you're enjoying the pure drama that emerges and the humor that creeps up on you. It represents its own con game on a different level, one that has never been done before. 3.5 stars. Our next movie is one of the worst comedies I've ever seen. It's the second film version of the play Glyph Spirit, and it stars Dan Stevens as a novelist suffering from writer's block, Isla Fisher as his second wife, Judi Dench as a spiritual medium, and Leslie Mann as his dead first wife, whose spirit begins to make life hell for everyone in the movie, including the audience and myself. The 1945 version was peaceful and well-acted compared to this nightmare, in which the actors embarrass themselves and the original characters are so poorly reincarnated. Mann, a wonderful comedy actress, is completely miscast and gives her most annoying performance since The Other Woman, when she can't decide if she should use an American or English accent since the story is set in England, while Stevens makes mean faces and Fisher is loud and typical. It's a complete waste of time, 1 star. And finally, for the first time since Bridesmaids, Christian Wiig and Annie Mamola both collaborate on the new comedy Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. It's a stupid and yet very funny and flexible vacation comedy in which they play two Midwestern gals who decide to get their grooves back on by taking a trip to Florida, where they come across Jamie Dornan as a handsome stranger who was involved with a sinister plot. Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar does not exceed Bridesmaids, but it does allow Wiig and Mamola to goof around with silly Midwestern Irish accents, silly effects, and random one-liners. It's supposed to be funny, that's why we're laughing. It's the right kind of stupid, the kind with laughs and sweetness crammed together. This is a vacation you'll definitely want to take if you're into this kind of humor. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.